ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
me, Wild West Jungle.
It's the Hound, WFMU, he's starring. That was the Rhythm Rockers and Madness. We heard Dale Hawkins. God knows what he does on that record. The Hawk Walks. Billy the Kid, Crazy Guitar. The Twisters and Catwalk. We open up with the Swanks, Ghost Train. Our second most requested instrumental of all time. And what's going on today? I'm all by myself, loud and lonesome. With next week is the Hangover Hop number 3. And everybody's kind of resting up for that, I guess. We got a blues hangover and a hillbilly hangover. Of course, we also have an Echo Freakout set, an all-Minnesota VOM set since Minnesota won the World Series. I'm glad Atlanta didn't win. That would have been a hard VOM set to do. Our annual birthday tribute to Ike Turner, whose birthday is, I believe, this Tuesday. And also a tribute to Billy Stewart, who died this week. And tons of old rock and roll records. Knuckleheads in the news. We have tickets for the Mekons at Maxwell's tomorrow night to give out. And that's sold out, so that's pretty cool. We also have tickets for Sleepy LaBeef and the A-Bones next Friday at Maxwell's. And we'll be giving those out later. Probably a vibe report and a lot of records. Let's kick it off with Fats Domino.
Try to play a three or four. them blues no more. So let's rock. This is a hit!
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
I'm a wolfish cat and I'm gonna howl tonight. I'm a wolfish cat and I'm gonna howl tonight. If you want some loving, you sure gotta treat me right. I'm a wolfish cat, I got on my dancing shoes. I'm a wolfish cat, I got on my dancing shoes. Now come on, baby, gonna dance away these blues. I'm a wolfish cat, and I'm a wolfish cat, and I'm a wolfish cat, got on my dancing shoes. Thank you. little town. I'm a Wolfers cat just prowling round your town. Now if you love your baby, you sure better tie her down. I'm a Wolfers cat, I'll be howling till I die. I'm a Wolfers cat, I'll be howling till I die. Now so long, baby, I'm telling you goodbye. Now don't cry, baby, I'll see you another time. Now don't cry, baby, I'll see you another time. I'm a Wolfers cat, I got prowling on my mind. I'm a Wolfers cat, and I'm a Wolfers cat. I'm a Wolfers cat, and I'm a Wolfers cat. I'm a Wolfers cat, got prowling on my mind.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you see, you're gonna leave me. I don't care if you go. Well, you big fat mama, and you don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, a big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama. You don't move me no more. Well, I told you I love you.
Meanwhile, back in the States,
Sound, WFMU East Orange. It was Ronnie Moline, Fat Mama. Heard Howard Chandler, Wampus Cat, The Diablos, My Heart Will Always Belong to You. Billy Adams, Rock Pretty Baby. We opened up with Fats Domino, Trust in Me. One of the many great ones. They left off that box. They really gave a short shrift to the years 1949 through 55. On that box, I must complain. Oh boy, announcements. Well, next week at this time, 3 to 6 p.m., live from Avenue A, 169 Avenue A, Brandy's will be the Hounds Hangover Hop number 3. They said it shouldn't be done. This is it, the bloody revenge. You're all invited, it's free to get in. There'll be special musical guests, the entire radio family, except I think Den will not be there, but the rest of us will all be there. And dancing, drinking. Did I mention drinking? Dancing. Come down. It'll be amazingly fun. And let's see. There's a Sleepy Little Beef show with the A-Bones Friday at Maxwell's. Our own special weapons and tactics expert, Brian Redman, has a photo show at the Velselka, that little Polish-Ukrainian restaurant on the corner of 2nd Avenue and 9th Street, starting tomorrow. So go see Brian's photos. See what the evil genius sees through his mind's eye. And we got any news? One news story, maybe. Do a news story. No. There was one I liked, and I can't find it. Too much news here. I like this one. National City, California. A 13-year-old boy shot and killed his father after the two argued over the boy's report card. Leopoldus Miller III, age 36, of San Diego, was killed Monday night at a National City home where they lived with the boy's grandparents. Doesn't say how the kid killed him. Or shot him, right. Didn't say what he shot him with. Anyway, he had a pretty good report card. He had, like, all A's and B's. The other way, he had one D. Dad was giving him a hard time about it. Just get rid of report cards. They kill people. More people have died from report cards than have died from marijuana. One of them's illegal and one of them isn't. All right, what do we got queued up? Hillbilly Hangover, I guess. This is a nice gloomy weather for an early Hillbilly Hangover. We had a request last week for this one, Hillbilly Hades.
Friends, last night I dreamed I died and went down to Hillbilly Hades. And who do you suppose the doorman was, standing there with a pitchfork in his hand, ready to greet me? Why, it was none other than America's most beloved cowboy, the one and only Tex Ritter. Old Tex took me by the hand, and he spoke to me in a voice so gentle. And he said, come in, you mangy scalawag. Bill, you've been a mighty mean boy up there on earth. But before I send it to you, take the shovel and put another ton of coal on the fire. Get the temperature up to 16 million degrees, and I'll show you around your new home where you'll spend eternity. Oh, oh, what a warm, sizzling night. Old Tex said, step over this way just a few feet. There's some of your other buddies I'm sure you'll want to greet. I turned around and as quick as a flash, standing there in front of me was Johnny Cash. Minnie Pearl was passing out roasted chicken. And standing side by side amidst all the action was Charlie Pride and Wanda Jackson. I tiptoed through the brimstone, I slipped and I staggered. Looked down at my feet, and there lay old Merle Haggard in Hillbilly Hades. Terrible sight. Well, old Tex handed me a long piece of chalk, about as long as Roy Acuff's yo-yo string. He said, you see that great long step ladder made out of red hot pokers? Start climbing, boy, and write down as many of your sins as you can possibly remember committing up there on earth. Well, I scribbled down the name Marvin Rainwater. That's Hank Snow with hard feelings, you know. I wrote down about the time that Marvin and I got inebriated and fell off the stage of a famous nightclub up in Paul Bunyan country. I wrote down about the time that I sold Bill Anderson an old beat-up amplifier for $80 and it exploded on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. I got almost to the top of this ladder and something stepped on my hand. I looked up to see what it was. And it was George Jones coming down for another box of chalk. Yes, I dreamed I was there in the hillbilly Hades. Oh, what a horrible night.
Why was there always that rotten tune? Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up.
I can't stand to see a good man go to waste. One never combs his hair or shaves his face. A man who leans gone whine over love that's told a lie. It tears me up to see a grown man cry. I can't stand to see me without you by my side. I never go around here cause I've got a heartache to hide. I can't stand to see me without you by my side. I never go around the room, cause I've got a heartache to hide. A grown man cry.
That's life. Whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Oh, you've been loving since I've been gone. A long, tall man with a red coat on. Trifling, baby, are you doing me wrong? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Ooh. Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who's been a playing around with you? A real cool cat with eyes of blue. Good for nothing, baby, why can't you be true? Who's been a playing around with you? Playing around with you. Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the Calvary. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Since I've been gone. Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the Calvary. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Ooh. Who you been loving since I've been gone?
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you sure not your man, feeling low. Always take, never give, losing my
live just 'cause I love you so. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Got the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. Up the town, crazy me, learning slow. Baby, you sure got your man feeling low. I'm the king of all food. Are you brave? All the room, and let my heart take the blow. Baby, got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Got the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man.
I believe I'll do y'all a favorite song. Goes like this here.
Eat the bottom of me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's a hound. WFMU East Orange, Hillbilly Hangover. That was Hazel Atkins, This ADC and Me. Ernie Chapin by request, Feeling Low. Bob Lumen, Red Cadillac and a Black Mustache. Lefty Frizzell, I Never Go Around Mirrors. And we open up with Texas Bill Strength, also by request, Hillbilly Hades. And what's going on here? Next week, Hangover Hop number 3, The Bloody Revenge. You're all invited. 169 Avenue A, we'll start at 3 o'clock. Like usual. And, boy, let me do a little bit more news here. Oh, there's a headstone was donated for the footless goose who was decapitated. It's also a reward. Paul Harvey added $2,000 to the reward fund, bringing it up to something like $3,256 if you know who killed the legless goose in Hastings, Nebraska. What kind of guy would kill a goose with his hands? Let's see. Dateline, Seoul, South Korea. 4 teenage girls wielding swords attacked 3 members of a rival gang, killing one girl and injuring 2 others. The attackers, aged 16 to 18, were members of a gang called the Beggar Family. They accused the rival gang of being rude and disobedient. The attackers fled immediately after Friday's assault in some unpronounceable town north of Seoul, but surrendered later. The victims were aged 15 and 16. Girl sword gangs. A trend I like. I don't know, what else? Not much else in the news for right now that I feel like talking about. But so we have an obituary, which will lead into our next set, if I can find it. Billy Wright. Billy Wright died, I guess, on Wednesday. Who, you ask, was Billy Wright? Well, I'll tell you who he was and what he'd done. He was an R&B singer in the early 50s. He had about 4 or 5 top 10 R&B hits, some really great ones. And his main claim to fame is he was Little Richard's mentor. He was wearing, you know, unbelievable, gaily garish makeup and hair and stuff in early 50s, which, you know, was so much more dangerous back then to do it, especially for a black guy, because, I mean, the guy definitely could have gotten lynched just walking down the street. It's like, you know, Axl Rose does it. It's like, who cares? But back then, I guess it was pretty cool. Anyway, he was Little Richard's mentor. You can hear a lot of Little Richard's voice in Billy Wright singing. He liked to get behind, you know, young talent and give a big push.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
And now he's gone. Barely made any news. It made the Daily News in a little tiny section of the obituary column, and that's about the only press the poor guy got. But at one time, he was a huge star. Let's just shut up and hear from him.
People, people, what people will do. They talk about me, talk about you. Whatever they tell, it's day of its night. Whatever they tell, they ain't gonna tell it right. If you love a life to live, hey, please love a life to live. Yeah, love the life that you live in. Hey, live it, live it till the day you die. Get in your business, but get along fine. Don't get in my business. Please don't mess in mine. You love the life to live. Hey, live the life to love. Yeah, we love the life to live in. Hey, live it till the day you die. Well, I ball all night. Sleep all day. Life to me is like a child at play. I'm in this life. I think it's so sweet. I ain't worried about it, baby. They put me 6 feet deep in another life to live. Please live the life to love. Yeah, another life to live in. Thank you. my business. We get along fine. I don't get no business. And you better not get mad. Live the life we live. Please live the life we love. Hey, if you love the life you're living. Hey, live it till the day you die. Don't you know that the witch is watching you, slipping and sliding and having your fun? But everybody goes when the wagon comes. Well, day is day and night is night. Everything done in the dark will sure come to light. I'm telling every living under the sun that every living goes when the wagon comes. Well, I'm having a ball, and I'm having my fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, you're done. But I still say, and that ain't no fun. Every living goes when the wagon comes. Hey, I want everybody to fall in line and just pitch a boogie woogie like I'm pitching mine. But I want every living to get ready to run, 'cause every living goes when the wagon comes. Everybody goes when the wagon comes. Everybody goes when the wagon comes.
You can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Oh, no greater need. And that is true. More than the need that I have for you. Oh, baby, can't you see? Well, you must do something for me. Something. Well, I'll never sleep awake tonight. Not unless you come on over. Come over, treat me right. Oh, Lord, I've been so much misery. Well, unless you do something for me. Yeah, something like to end your life. Hold tight until you hear it. Oh, my heart cry. Yes, baby, stop it. Something like it's teasing me. Ow! You gotta be squeezing me till my love, love, love come tumbling down. Yes, darling, give me your life. Give me your
Yes, make me know, make me know that we'll never, never, never talk. Lord, I'll be in so much misery. Yes, let you do something for me.
Do something. Unless you do something for me.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Want a man like me? Everything be so fine together. Hey, Lord, raise a family. Hey, baby, don't you wish a man had hair like mine? Hey, baby, don't you wish a man had hair like mine?
Thank you, darling.
Everything would be so fine together. Everything would be so nice and fine. Call me all out of my name. Yes, people talk about me. Call me all out of my name. Oh, I don't care. Lord, I'm dirty shame. Yes, some do the daytime, and some do at night. tonight. Oh, ain't nobody do it. Hey, life's really right. Hey, 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 baby. Don't you want a man like me? You want a man like me? Everything would be so fine together. Hey, Lord, raise a family. Thank you, darling.
Meanwhile, back in the States,
it's the Hound. And this is WFMU, East Orange, listener-sponsored radio, emanating from right down the block of Uppsala College. Billy Wright, God bless his dead black ass, died Wednesday. And there's his testament. Don't you want a man like me? That was probably one of his very last sessions, like 58, 50, something like that. We heard Do Something live at the Harlem Theater in Atlanta in 1952. That was like a scratchy acetate somebody found in his attic. When the Wagon Comes, Live the Life. Billy Wright. You can hear where Little Richard, a lot of his more affected mannerisms came from. You know, him from Billy Wright singing, and now he's gone. But we're here. Back to the news. It's come to that, folks. The most progressive ideas in politics are coming out of Poland. Dateline Warsaw, the Polish Friends of Beer Party, founded last April, is now among that nation's top dozen political parties and is widely expected to win seats in Sunday's parliamentary election. No mean feat in an election being contested by 69 parties. Their platform is simple. Cleaner environment means better beer. Delegates also argue that Poles should become accustomed to drinking more beer. That makes sense. A cleaner environment does mean better beer. And you know, I don't know if you people know how they do it in Europe, but the parliamentary system in most countries, much better than here, rather than just having two parties, right, you know, Republicans and guys who wish they were Republicans, which is basically what it's come down to here. Any political party that gets enough votes can be represented, and you can have seven or eight parties in parliament or more. And, you know, even the oddballs like us can be represented, which is, we don't get, obviously, we're not represented here. Somebody like me, I guess, you know, there's no politician representing what my interests are. And probably, if you're listening to this station, you're probably in the same boat. By the way, any of you who made it to the FMU benefits last week, thank you very much for attending, and thanks to all the bands. We made some pretty good money, especially the Sonic Youth one, which I guess was basically like a five-digit gift from Sonic Youth, because they, you know, they drew a lot of people and paid a lot of money and put on a good show, and they gave it all to us. That was very nice. And Tuesday's benefit went really well. I was at that one and met a lot of nice people, had a good time, got to kick stuff around the stage at Tramps. And thanks a lot. There'll be another benefit for FMU December 7th, I believe, at Maxwell's with Jad Fair, the A-Bones, and the Action Swingers. More on that as it gets closer to the date. We also have some Mekons tickets to give away a little later, tickets for the Sleepy LaBeef and the A-Bones. That Mekons show, I believe, is sold out, so that's pretty special if you're into that sort of thing. And the A-Bones Sleepy LaBeef, which is Friday at Maxwell's, is not sold out. Don't forget Brian Redman, our special weapons and tactics expert, has a photo show at the Velselka restaurant on 9th Street and 2nd Avenue, which begins tomorrow and runs I don't know how long, but get in there. You can check out Brian's photos. And next week we'll be doing the show live, 169 Avenue A at Brownies. There'll be booze, dancing, musical guests, the entire radio family, Trashy Old Records, Hangover Hop, number 3, The Bloody Revenge. Okay, enough of that. Let's go right into Blues Hangover with Slim Harpo. Wait, let me try this again. Let's go right into Blues Hangover with Slim Harpo. Hit the right turntable.
Can't help myself. Yeah, she's little and low, she built up on the ground. Every time she kisses my husband, down and I'm wild about my baby. Just wild about my baby. I'm wild about my baby, I just can't help myself.
complexion and her angel face. And I'm wild about the baby. Yes, I'm crazy about the baby. I'm wild about the baby and I just can't help myself.
Portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snapper one place, that's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show. If you don't advertise, you don't have a business. Advertising is our business at Winning City Sign Company, located at 2455 East on 75th Street. We specialize in trucks lettering, wall, show cars, window, circlers, and pluggers. For fast and instant service, why not call Winning City at this number? That number is 933-9527. That number again is 933-9527. No job are too large or too small for Winning City, and we are open every day in the week except Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We also paint mirrors on custom-made van.
Like I said, that's Winter City Sign Company, located at 2455 East on 75th Street. And that number again is 933-9527. When you go walk in there, tell them that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show. Tell you where you can get the best seafood in town. That's at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Scottish Grove. Adam Fish House have all kinds of seafood, such as frog legs, catfish, red snapper, buffalo, and silver bath. And Adam Fish House are open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And they have fresh fish daily. They also serve fish sandwich and dinner. And they cook it the way you ask them. All this at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Scottish Grove. And if you're in a hurry and don't have time to wait, all you have to do is call this number, 241-7028. That number again is 241-7028-29. That's at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Scottish Grove. For the best in seafood, why not drop by Adam Fish House at 6454 South Cottage Road. When you walk in there, tell them that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Did you yeah, yeah, about the burning. That happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town. Did you ever hear about the burning? That happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town. That happened way down in Natchez, Mississippi town. I stood back, was looking in the old building, dumb tumbled down.
Portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit for? Mr. Brooks. Be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit. Call Mr. Brooks, be gonna eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long.
I'm gonna drink while I'm up, woman. Drink until
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, there's today's blues hangover. Jimmy Rogers by request, sloppy drunk. Howlin' Wolf, Natchez Burning, W. Harris. Folks were so poor they couldn't afford to give him a first name. Low Down Dirty Shame. Jack Kelly in the South, Memphis Jug Band, Cold Iron Bed. We open up with Slim Harpo, Wild About My Baby. We're going to give away some tickets to Sleepy LaBeef and the A-Bones, which is at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Next Friday night, really great show. Both worth seeing. Yo Birch with the A-Bones. Sue with the Beef, definitely, if you never saw him, should go at least once. The guy's amazing. So here's the trivia question, very easy one. What's Sleepy LaBeef's first name? And if you have this 45, you'll know because it's got his real first name on there. Sleepy was not his given name. 201-678-7743. I'll take the first two correct answers.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, my baby gave a party the other night. The party was getting dead. I spied a piano in the corner, looked at my baby and said, baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me play your 88. Gonna play till the whole house rocks. I
I've been banging since I was a kid of four. I've been banging since I was a kid of four. I'll be banging till I can't bang no more. Baby, let me bang your box. 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 Baby, let me play your 88. Gonna play till the whole house box. I've been playing piano, large and small, but you got the best piano of all. I played everyone in the neighborhood. I never played a one that sounds so good. I got a shuffle, a backbeat, a boogie woogie too. But when I play my jolly roll, you want me what to do? Oh,
baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby,
this is a hit!
Just like a tornado whirling around my heart. Hope we don't get baby, so
love can really start. Whirling beauty and charm.
Woo! I had been looking around. I know that I couldn't have missed her. Cause when she walked into my life, it was
like a full-fledged twister.
Just like a tornado whirling around my heart. Hope it don't get baby, so
love can really start. Really start.
First time that I saw your arm caused quite a storm. Caused my heart just up and left
for your whirling beauty and charm. Pretty little tornado.
Whirling, whirling, whirling. Whirling, whirling, whirling. Whirling, whirling, whirling.
And meanwhile, back in his room.
Wow. How'd that happen? Anyway, that was Dale Hawkins by request, a very scratchy version of Tornado. Maybe next time they'll request a clean copy of it. The Toppers, Baby Let Me Bang Your Box, Sleepy LaBeef tore up. Nobody even tried to answer the question. Tommy is his real name. I guess nobody really wants to go. Give the tickets to my friends. Well, we'll try to give them away later. We also have tickets for the Mekons and Jimmy Dale Gilmore tomorrow night, but I haven't thought of a good trivia question for them. Counting down to vibe time. Let me, what's the renouncement situation look like? Where's my clipboard? Oh, yeah. Hound's Hangover Hop 3, The Bloody Revenge. That's next Saturday at our usual time. We'll be broadcasting live from 169 Avenue A. Come down and meet the entire radio family and get smashed with us.
Oh, I think the vibe is here.
Must mean the vibe is here.
Yeah. Hello.
You.
Roscoe.
You.
What's going on? Right on time.
I am? I thought I was late.
No, you were, in fact, right as the second hand hit 12, the phone lit. That was astounding timing.
Hey.
So, how you been?
Oh, I'm worn out at this point.
The Roscoe City Tour.
Oh, man. The city tour, the studios vibe.
All right, you've been in the stude?
Yeah, I was in the stude, like, I don't know, Thursday and all day Friday, and then I played last night with the Jays, and then I had to get up early and get over there and finish mixing three more tunes.
For the Blazes?
Yeah.
And then you leave tonight on the Nashburg excursion bus with the Jays and Courtney and Lester?
Only
ooh.
Lollapalooza van.
So did you get into this rock business because somebody told you you wouldn't have to work?
No. Basically, so I didn't have to dance.
Oh, because I thought maybe you bought that lie that, oh, you don't have to work.
No. I didn't. I never wanted to dance.
Ah, I see. Hard-working man you are. Did you have fun at the FMU benefit?
Yeah, that was great.
I had a really good time, I must admit.
That was really great.
I'd like to thank the girl in the audience who came up with the joint when we really needed it.
That was good. I got a little nervous when I was listening to the radio on the way up there because there was some major speech action, you know?
Oh, the spoken word and the folk singing thing. Well, I think we showed the world that there's room for everything.
Yes. I thought it was a nice forum.
I dug the Gary Lucas setup on stage. Did you see, did you check out the foot pedals? There was 116 of them.
They were all, each one of them adding their own little element of lo-fi to the whole situation.
Yeah, I think he's on to something. What a guy.
Yeah, it's kind of exponential. It was a good thing that there were people in there for the show because at the sound check that had the dog whistle thing, and then it was also coming down there to where just your regular troublemakers could hear it too. It was really,
well,
it was pretty.
The super jam at the end was quite an experience.
Yeah, that was fun. I got a kick out of that.
What else is there? What's the vibe anyway?
I don't know. The vibe is I was just about to take a nap, but I ate a cannoli, and I just was sort of like in a sugar fog when I realized that it was actually vibe time.
Good thinking. Maybe we'll have a cannoli delivery for you next time. Hey, you ready for the Hangover Hop 3, The Bloody Revenge?
The Bloody Revenge.
Which will be followed by Hangover Hop 4, The Search for Den.
Where is Den?
I don't know.
Hangover Hop's next weekend?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
That should be good.
At
Brown Eyes?
Yep. The closest bar to my house.
There you go. That's, that explains it.
Actually, it should be on their sign. Brownies, the closest bar to Hound's house. good advertising pitch.
I saw Six and Kira last night, and they were, hitting the bars at 4 o'clock in the morning to announce that she's in the family way.
I heard that. That's I'd be hitting bars too. I'd still be there. Oh boy.
Oh yeah. So I don't know. I can't think of any other vibe type stuff. How about this weather?
I like the gloom. I dig it. Especially when I'm here in here. I don't feel like I'm missing anything out there.
But it has that suicidal Midwest, Scandinavian look to it.
Yeah. There's an interesting little thing in the paper that a rock idol, as he's called in the paper, Eric Clapton, is making an album of songs about his son Connor, who died at age 4, bungee jumping off the 53rd floor of his co-op. I was wondering what songs, I'm Falling for You, what songs is he doing on that record?
I'm Falling for You.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of what possible, because Eric Clapton was, there's a lot of cover songs on his albums, What possible songs has he got on there?
I don't know. The Gentleman Rocker.
Gentleman Blues Man.
Gentleman Blues Man. Do you like some tea with your blues? My dad's on the other phone. He wants to talk.
He's on the other phone?
He's on the other phone.
Hey,
it's
Dad.
Like everybody calls during the phone. The hound says hi. Yeah, I guess that's about it for today's vibe.
Well, maybe I'll catch you somewhere after. Before you're leaving at midnight, right, for Nash Vegas?
Yeah, but I might be. I don't know. Are you guys going to eat? Should I call back later?
I'm definitely. I'll probably go down to Chinatown with Quine, and then stop in and see Spot for a little while.
Well, I might hook up with you.
Okay.
And
if I don't see you, have fun down there and say hi to the Jays and everybody and the Courtneys and whatnot.
In Nash Vegas in general.
Joey Psycho's driving. Oh, my God. Wear a helmet.
I'm ready.
Okay, Roscoe.
Aloha.
Aloha. State of the Vibe Report. Why does he do it?
Unhook him there. Release that line. Okay, it's time for our VOM set today. And as Minnesota won the World Series, as I knew they would, we decided to do a Minneapolis VOM. And we're kicking off with the Kings of... The replacements aren't in here. Don't leave. Don't go out. Kick it off with the Trashmen.
Frankie, you've been messing around with Dell's girl. Aggravate the people. Frankie, you're a big, strong, muscular, tall boy. Someone's gonna cut you down to a small boy. If you don't watch where you go, having a ball, boy.
And aggravate the people.
Frankie, you're a big, strong, muscular, tall boy. Someone's gonna cut you down to a small boy. If you don't watch where you go, having a fall, boy. Whoa, Dad.
Rock and roll. Where's that good old bunny hug and turkey trot in Charleston? And what about the karaoke and the bunny hug, huh? Them was dances. You dance your brains out with those kind of steps. Rock and roll.
This is called Yes, I See You've Got Your Brand New Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
Thank you.
baseball. We went to a ball game in the old days. We went to see baseball play. Yes, sir. If we didn't like a call, we'd get out there and take that ump and bounce his head all over that plate till he made the right call. There was baseball in them times, yes, sir. Rock and roll. Call this beer carbonated defrost. Give me another one and compress the head, will you? What's the matter? Groove too big for you? Rock and roll. Wait.
Well, now everybody's good.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was our all Minneapolis Vomset. Since the Minneapolis won the series, I'm so glad Atlanta didn't win. I hate watching those fans up there with that, doing that stupid tomahawk thing. Although it was nice to see Jane Fonda be politically incorrect on network TV. The Del Counts, Bird Dog. The Underbeats, Annie Do the Dog. Novas and the Crusher, Bob Dylan, who's actually from Hibbings, Minnesota, but I guess he put in time in Minneapolis. Leopardskin Pillbox Hat from Royal Albert Hall, 1966. And the Trashman, Whoa, Dad. Yeah, this thing is making some horrible noise, isn't it? Anyway, where are we? Wild Girl made some shoe fly pie, and it was good. Thank you, Wild Girl. Somebody's trying to get a grave marker for little Walter. I know somebody, they just got one for Charlie Patton, which Skip Henderson of City Lights Music actually had something to do with. So now they're putting grave markers on all these guys' graves. What I'm thinking is find some living ones and give them some money. I don't think it can do them any good. Anyway, Halloween, little post-Halloween news. According to a Queens-based Vampire Research Center, which is like, its director Stephen Kaplan claims to be the top expert on modern vampires. There's at least 100 real vampires who have a psychological need to drink blood, and thousands of phonies, including nuts, wackos, and psychopaths. There's only 7 in New York City, down 10 from last year. 4 in Manhattan, 2 in Queens, 1 in the Bronx. This guy here reports that vampires are leaving New York because they don't like the drugs and the crime, and quite frankly, they're fed up just like everybody else. Why, they're running the vampires out of town. Kind of depressing. Anyway, we did give away one pair of Sleepy Le Beef A-Bones tickets because a guy called in with his middle name, so that was pretty impressive. And I also got 2 sets of tickets for the Mekons and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, which is tomorrow night at Maxwell's. And I just don't know what to do with them. How am I going to give them away? Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the 5th call. You get your choice of whichever ones you want until they're all gone, because I'm getting tired of this. And this Tuesday is Ike Turner's 60th birthday. What is there to say about Ike Turner? He was one of the greatest musicians in the history of rhythm and blues. He was a fabulous guitar player. He was a great talent scout and producer and songwriter and band leader. It all went downhill when he met Tina. He ended up in jail. He just got out of jail. And I'm just going to play a bunch of great Ike Turner records, none of which will have said Tina on them. But kick it off with this instrumental, New Breed, Part 2.
today. best for the birds because they can fly away from it. I done told you about judging a book from its cover. Like the old saying, all looks ain't alike and all niggas ain't black. Right on, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Now baby, right on. Same fat chick that you look at, she could be Miss Right on, right on. It's a shame. So many people got security mixed up with wealth. Bad trip. Like the rich man, he go out looking for the pretty girl look for the rich man. The two get together, sad news. You know, when you was a kid, you'd hurt your finger and you run home to your mama, and she would put her arm around you and she'd pat you on the back. That's the security we're looking for. Right on. One thing about the dark, you can't tell black from white. Everything feel right. Right on, right on.
Right on.
Now baby, right on.
Right on. Right on.
I really got my head together. I found me a new way to live. You should dig on that feeling when you give. It's really out of sight, it can start your new life. Believe me, I'm ready for anything. Happy as can be, take a good look at me. Right on, right on.
Right on, right on, right on.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Ike Turner, happy birthday. What a guy. That was right on from his early 70s solo album. His entire philosophy of life is definitely down on that one. You can hear Albert Collins wailing away in the background, too. You can hear the coke dealers in the background shuffling their feet, too. You Gotta Lose from his short stint at Cobra Records. Just One More Time with Billy Gales. That was from the Federal label. That's actually a great CD of all his Federal recordings, called Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm Trailblazer on the Charlie label. Worth buying. Gonna Forget About You, which is on Sun Records. It says 54, but he sounds like he's playing a Strat. I don't think it could be 54. And we put up a New Breed Part 2. Back to their announcements. They're the A-Bones and Sleepy LaBeef next Friday over at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Go see El Bruch. Buy him a cocktail. Let's see. Brian Redman, our own special weapons and tactics expert, will be having a photo show at the Velselka restaurant, 9th Street and 2nd Avenue, at least all week, probably for longer than a week. His photos will be up there. Go take a look. Get the 12-grain cereal. That's what I usually get every morning. And next week we have the Hangover Hop number 3, The Bloody Revenge. And that'll be over 169 Avenue Way at Brownies. There's a bar and a bartender. And that's all we need for fun. But there'll be more. There'll be special guests and some a little bit of live music and a lot of trashy records and the entire radio family. And what more can you possibly want? I don't know. This thing, you know, we didn't go into it last week, but you all know about Spike Lee's dad getting arrested for heroin and all that. But it does bring up a whole new angle on things. They named his kid Spike. I've been looking into this. It turns out that Spike Lee's sister is named Works. So it all makes sense now. Anyway, since I can never get the echo right here anymore, I decided to put together a set of guys who actually got the echo right. So this is my echo freakout theme set. Johnny Wallin opening it up.
Mad Daddy Giggle on my final show, but don't tune out, because we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet, and here we go. Let's scare them to death from A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobolating, crassivating, dancipating, elevating, frantigating, groovigating, hooperating, idolating, jiggolating, Kool-Aid-a-pating, lollipop-a-rating, motating, noise-making, hoobla-doodivating, pooper-quaking, raking, shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggulating, x-rating, yo-yo-gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath to say, you're tuned in here on WHK.
Had so doggone many kids that she
you do. Come on, baby, go to sleep and shut those eyes of blue. Rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, 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 rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye.
Mad Daddy Eagle here in Hoopla D, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave. Suffering from MB? Moldy basement? Listen to me. Don't lose tools and valuable clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier. The world's only complete humidifier. Just plug it in with no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind, because the RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier turns itself on. Takes the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then turns itself off. The RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidifier is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidifier alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the only completely automatic electric dehumidifier from America's most complete family of home appliances. RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
That's all right with me. That's all right with me. Get my Crazy Wavy feature record tomorrow, just half price. It's your really big chance to save lots of money. Still big, build up a big collection, honey. Fall by tomorrow. Make it loud when you say, Daddy sent me in from WHK.
I'm going out.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. How come they got their echo sounding so good and I can't? Anyway, that was Fred Mick and his Kingsmen, Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? Jiving Joe Victor, Ready, Ready, Baby, Bob and Jerry, Ghost Satellite, the Davis Sisters, Rockabye Boogie, Johnny Wallin, Mystery Train. Anyway, from the I Swear This Is a Real News Story department, Dateline Seoul, Korea, South Korea. Koreano opened a Hitler beer hall 2 months ago in an industrial area outside Seoul. Says he now he chose the name because it's easy to remember. He seemed surprised that the German embassy objected to the name and asked him to change it. The embassy also wants the beer hall, which features a special Hitler hamburger lunch, to do away with the German flag with a stitched-on Nazi swastika, its Hitler matchbook covers and pictures, and the neon signs bearing the Nazi dictator's name. We consider the use of Nazi pictures and symbols as hurting German feelings and detrimental to our reputation. Well, hell, they're the ones who thought up all this Nazi garbage. The use of Nazi symbols is illegal in Germany, although they seem to still get a kick out of, like, marching down the street beating people up, which has been happening to a lot of gypsies and Turks over there. This is in Korea, though. A bar called Gestapo, a few miles away, was forced to change its name by the German embassy a few months ago. A Hitler beer hall in Seoul, Korea. Well, when asked for a comment, the owner of the Hitler beer hall was quoted as saying, anyway, what are we going to do? Oh, well, one more time, we'll announce that. Next week, we'll be doing the show live at 169 Avenue A. Brownies is the name of the bar, and we'll be doing a hangover hop number 3, The Bloody Revenge. Festivities start at our normal time, 3 o'clock. We'll go to 6. There'll be some live music, and we'll be blasting records and dancing and boozing and all that crap. Come on down. It's free to get in. You're all invited. Let's play some more records like this one called Watch It Sprocket.
Caught a glimpse of a chick as she was passing me by. She turned around and I gave her the eye. She said, watch it sprocket. You better watch it sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. While I was eating some bananas at a friend's food stand, up come a chick and I grabbed her hand. She said, watch it sprocket. You better watch it sprocket. Better watch your step before you lose your hair. But then another one came and she was all dressed in blue. She turned around and said the same thing. You better watch it sprocket. You better watch it sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your hair. From the well, up come a sudden call me square. I said, watch it, sprocket. You better watch it, sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Now don't you go off thinking that you're some big wheel, cause you're just a little sprocket. That's the way I feel. You better watch it, sprocket. You better watch it, sprocket. You better watch your step before you lose your head. Watch it,
Target. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean the hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
can't I play? She won't let me be. Oh, can't you see? I'm going to chase her away.
Shoo!
Listen to the sound of hell.
Comes on like Godzilla.
Rinky-dinky-doo. Oh, now let's wait, children, let's wait.
long-necked goose. Do this, that's called rink-a-dink-a-doo. Now rink-a-dink, rink-a-dink, rink-a-dink-a-doo. Rink-a-dink, rink-a-dink, rink-a-dink-a-doo. Rink-a-dink, rink-a-dink, rink-a-dink-a-doo. Name of this dance is rink-a-dink-a-doo.
With a sax would give up.
Vermont Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man. End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Thank you.
coming home today. I'm gonna hit, get and split. Going back home to you. I'm gonna hit, get and split. Nothing left for me to do. Cause nobody else can take the place of you. I'm gone.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Oh, well, I love a lot of women like a crazy mad fool. It didn't matter to nothing like I love my little Jew. She can pour out her loving like a bottle of old wine and make a wet man mine know that everything's fine. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. Oh, and my daddy tried to tell me that this one would ever laugh and that she'd be a charming girlfriend, but she'd make a lousy wife. Her girlfriend says she's different and she's big and fit. But daddy, you keep up with her just like playing dragnet. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew. Standing flat footed on a barroom floor. She got a rock and roll action, make a rubber man slow. She likes spending money and she got about big. So yeah, we're working three shifts, writing hot checks. Spent all my life in college and in school. I didn't learn nothing until I met my little Jew.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
it's the Hound, WFMU, restarring Tommy Jim Beam and his Four Fifths, My Little Jewel. Young Jesse hit Gettin' Split by request. Jimmy Crane, Hey Hey. Roy Brown, Rinky Dinky Doo. Doc and the Dwellers, Old Babe. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Annie's Aunt Fanny. We opened up with Bobby Charles and Watch It Sprocket. Anyway, we got about 13 minutes left before Wild Girl comes up. We'll just spin a few more records. Don't forget the Hangover Hop live at Avenue A, 169 Avenue A, Brownies, next Saturday. You're all invited. It's free to get in. We'll be doing the show live. What do we got queued up here? Robbie and Joe.
Hey, buddy, I'm so glad we got back to the hop. Since I walked with that gal, my heart was beautiful.
Well, now, boy, cool off. Take a jump in the sea. While you and her were rocking, she was making eyes at me. Cause she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, well, buddy boy, I'm the biggest. You ain't beating my time.
Hey, now, I saw her first. You better get in line.
Because she's gonna be mine.
Hey, buddy, we've been pals, but there's a gal I won't swap. If you dance with my chick, I'm gonna blow my top.
Hey, now, boy, calm down. You won't dance, so don't fuss. But to wanna see a cuddle man, just double date with us. Oh, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, no, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, well, buddy boy, I'm her mate. You ain't beating my time.
Come on, move aside, Junior, little man, get in line. Because she's gonna be mine. Hey, buddy, it's no lie. Just ask the guys what I mean. She's too old for you, man. She's at least 17.
Well, now, boy, grow up. You're the innocent one. Your baby face would bug a man. You'd hug her like a son. What's happening? Things look grim. She's a rocket with George. Now, who let him in?
Well, now, boy, we're pals. Let's go usher him out. Then you and me can finish what this brawl is all about.
How she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah? Well, buddy boy, I'm her baby. You ain't beating my time.
Hey, now, move aside, sonny. Let a man get in line. Because she's gonna be mine.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Jesse James and Frank James, Billy the Kid and all the rest. I suppose there've been some bad cats out there in the West. But if those cats could have dug me and my love banded ways, they would have hung up their guns and made it to their graves, cause I'm a love bandit.
Baby, don't you need some money? Oh, baby, don't you need some money?
I used to jump on my white horse Cadillac and ride across the borderline. I'd rope 55 girls and kiss them all at the same time. I'd take 35 or 40 and load them all on a freight. That was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says, your name, Love Bandit Jones? And I said in a very deep voice, yes, brother Chef, and that's your chick on the back of my horse, cause I'm a love bandit.
Baby, girl, don't you need some money? Oh, baby, girl, don't you need some money? Oh, I'm a love bandit, and I'm gonna steal your money.
Wider, Matt Dillon, and Cheyenne, if they'd have seen me coming, they'd have all ran. They say I'm the baddest bandit they ever saw. I'd steal a girl for any of them control. With the girl in my arms, I'd make my flight. In 15 seconds, brother, I'm out of sight. If you want your girl, keep her by your side. If she flags my white horse, I'll sure let her ride, cause I'm a love bandit.
Baby, don't you need somebody?
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
But I'm gonna let you slide this time here. You're greasy enough.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's the hound. That was Cleveland Crochet, or Crochet, depending on where you're from. Sweet Thing, we heard Gil Gilroy, Laura Lee. The Cadets, Love Bandit, Robbie and Joe, She's Gonna Be Mine. Don't forget, next week, Hounds Hangover Hop, number 3, The Bloody Revenge. The entire radio family and our musical guests and everybody else will be there. You're all invited, 169 Avenue A, Brownies, 3 o'clock sharp. We start... Oh, Miss Sally's got a bad back. I hope she feels better. Anyway, it's the Lord, the Crick. Come down to Brownies next week. Glorious. Wild Girl is up next. WFMU, East Orange.